Awesome, I'm gonna get us started, Emma.
Okay, let's do the purple one.
Awesome. And this here is our friend Jibo. Jibo, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Jibo. And I'm a social robot.
That's so cute.
Hi, I'm Jibo.
Sometimes it's silly though.
That's so cute.
Yeah, well, Jibo will talk.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
My name
is Jibo.
Jibo
is so silly. Jibo has been working and playing.
My name's Emma.
Jibo has been playing with us since like 9 in the morning. So I think Jibo's just tired. And it likes to play around. I think it's giving you a check mark for,
yeah.
Ooh, Emma, nice.
Like saying, okay, I know your name now.
Yeah. So maybe Jibo will
We're gonna get
take
back.
A match
don't
and come back.
Okay.
Don't worry, though, because I know he really wants to talk.
I think he's tired.
Yeah, I think so, too. Silly Jibo. We love Jibo, though. All right. So if you can tell me what letter you see here and then what you see here.
A, apple.
Do you know anything else with this letter?
Apricot.
Silly Jibo. Not sure what his number is.
Apricot.
Awesome.
That's a good
one. B-boy.
Anything else?
Baby. C, cookies. Crackers. D, duck. Dad. E, elephant. Eggplant? No. Is that it with it? Yeah. F, fish. Fruit. G, guitar. Grapes. H, house. Horse. I, ice cream. J, juice. Gray. Oh, that's with a G, not a J.
That's okay if you can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything right now. K, key, can't think of anything.
No worries.
L, leaf, leopard. M, monkey, mom. N, nose, gnat. O, orange, open. P, plate, pizza. Q, quack, quail. R, red, ready. S, spider, slime. T, table. Time. U, umbrella. Up. V, vacuum. Venus. W, watch. Waves. X, x-ray. I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Y, yogurt, U. Z, zebra.
Where might you see a zebra? Where might you see a zebra?
The zoo.
Good job! You can hit it better!
You're doing great.
Aww.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, now we're going to get some numbers.
Okay, one.
One. What do you think comes next?
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. What? Why did it just go straight to 20? What?
I don't know.
25?
Okay.
Are we coming by fives now? 5? 30? 35? It continues to change. 50.
What is this?
40. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 110. 200. 300.
What? Just
change it,
right?
500. 800. I have no idea. 1,000.
Good guess. Good guess. Good job. And I don't know.
I'm so confused.
It's just a little game. Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Could you, at the beginning, I don't know if I heard you say this number. Can you say it again?
One.
Awesome. Thank you. And do you like math?
Sort of. Yeah.
Okay. Could you read
nine
this for me?
9 plus 7.
Awesome.
Sometimes I just have to count in my head. 19 minus 1 is 18.
Awesome.
Or 6 times 3. 18.
Awesome.
I'm not good at division.
Okay.
I'm not good at division.
Can you read it?
21 divided by 3.
Okay, and you don't have to answer it if you don't.
I don't really know division.
Yeah, no worries. I don't love division.
Division confuses me. I don't understand.
I mean, it's important, but it is hard.
Yeah.
You can hit a button.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now we're going to play a different activity.
Yay.
We're going to look at some pictures, okay? So if I have one bag here, and then I have another bag, I have two
bags.
Awesome, you got it. If we have one duck here and another one, we have two
of them.
Two what? Of what?
I can't remember.
So we have one duck, and then we have another duck, so we have two
ducks.
We have a ship and another ship, so we have
two ships.
We have a smide and another one, so there's two
smides.
A scap and another one.
And you have two scaps.
We have a cup and another one.
You have two cups.
We have mip and another
what?
One. A mip.
A mip?
A mip.
Oh, a mip.
And another one.
You have two mips.
We have a yag.
A yag. Okay.
A yag.
A yag.
And another one.
You have two yags.
We have a snack.
Snack.
And another one.
And two snacks.
We have a slide.
A slide.
And now?
Two slides.
We have a crib.
Okay.
And another one.
Two cribs.
We have a light. And another one.
We have two lights.
And then we have a cow and another cow.
We have two cows.
And then we have a shoe and another one.
We have two shoes.
And then we have a yawk and another one.
We have two yawks.
And we have a pipe and another one.
Two pipes.
And then we have a foo and another one.
We have two foos.
Have a bell and another one.
You have two bells.
And then we have a rock and another one.
Two rocks.
And then we have a brib and another brib.
Two bribs.
Awesome, and we're back to the beginning. You did amazing. You can hit a buzzer. Great.
You're doing awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I agree. You are doing an awesome
like, I
job.
Never know when the robot's going to start talking.
Yeah, it's always there, right? Okay, Jibo, why don't you explain what we're doing next? Oh, and should we try the introduction again? Let me see if Jibo hears me. Jibo, can you introduce yourself again? No, Jibo. Jibo, over here, Jibo.
My name is Jibo.
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 Jibo. Jibo. Hello.
Oh, Tebow's silly.
Do you want to tell Gina your name?
My name's Emma. Hello.
That's an awesome name.
Yay. Thank
My
you.
My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is green.
That's so cool.
So cute.
Alrighty, let's get started.
Yay!
Yay!
So what are we
doing? Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. What is this?
I need the picture.
Awesome. Okay, what do you see here?
I see a little boy, fish, a lion, dragonflies. I see a boat. I see lily pads. I see hills in the background. I see grass. I think I see flowers. I see the water. That's all I see.
Yeah, awesome. So, what do you think the boy and the lion are doing?
They're on a boat looking at the fish.
How did they get there?
I have maybe by like, maybe the little boy rode the lion to get over there.
Oh. So how do you think they're friends or what are they?
I think they're probably friends.
Okay. So this is a friendly lion?
Yeah.
Would you be friends with a lion?
As long as it was nice and wouldn't eat me.
What would you do with a lion if you were friends with one?
I would probably keep it a secret from my family.
Maybe they'd want to be friends with it too.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the lion won't be friendly to them, so.
So where do you think they're going?
Maybe they're trying to ride the boat out to the ocean, maybe.
Oh, yeah. And where do you think they're going to go from the ocean?
Maybe go to a different place, like another island or something.
That's a great guess. So, where are they here?
I think they're in like a pond or a lake.
Have you been on a pond or a lake before?
Well, our grandpa has two lakes, well, ponds in his backyard. So I go there, yeah. But in one of them, there is a bunch of frogs, and in the second one, there are baby snapping turtles.
Turtles and snapping? Wow.
Yeah.
So when you go there, what do you normally do then?
I normally go to the pond with all the frogs, and I scare the frogs. Because I love to hear them, like, croak and, like, scream. And
oh, it's funny.
I normally go with my sister, and we just go over there, we grab a stick, and we, like, run the stick over the tall, like, grass and cat tails to, like, scare the frogs.
And does it work?
Yes, it does. One time we actually caught a frog, but we had to let it go, but then it jumped out of our hands because it was so slippery.
Oh, yeah. What was it like holding it?
It was, like, slimy.
Never held a frog before, so.
I caught a tadpole once.
Whoa. What was that like?
It was kind of hard, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, wow. Anything else at the pond that you see?
We see a lot of fish with the pond that has the snapping turtles in it. We see a whole bunch of, like, little black figures. And we go out sometimes with our grandpa and we feed the fish.
Yeah, Oh, that's nice. What are the fish like? How big are they?
They're actually pretty small. They're maybe about like this big.
Okay.
They're not that big.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I'm glad you all get to do that together. Anything else you do?
We play a lot of board games and card games.
Like what?
We play Uno. Sometimes I play War with my sister. And I watch the grown-ups play Rummy Cube. Because they love to play that. Like pretty much every time we go there. You're the one who always suggests it. Or so it's our grandma.
I'm guessing you don't like the game they play. I'm not sure what game
it's
is,
actually kind. It's actually pretty fun.
Okay. What is the game? I don't know it.
It's kind of hard to explain.
Is it similar to Uno or?
No, not really. So in the first round, you have to have. So each of these little like dominoes blocks has like one number on them, and it goes up to 13. And then on some of them, there's a little face, and that could be any number you want. And so in the first round, you have to have three numbers that add up to 30 or more, correct? It's 30 or more. Okay. And then in the second round, you just need to put out ones that would match. Like that would go like 1, 2, 3, and so on. And so that's pretty much the game.
Oh.
Until you get rid of all of your little pieces. And if you don't have something to make, then you grab one extra.
Very cool. I'll have to play it sometime.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so you do like it.
Yes.
Okay, funny. Anything else you all do together?
We'll watch movies.
Yeah,
and sometimes, everything except scary movies.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
And we have something called Camp Grandma, and sometimes she'll let us stay up past our bedtime.
Wow, that's nice.
But that's only sometimes, and we're going to go to her house for Camp Grandma.
Awesome. That's
soon.
So fun.
When our parents go to Atlanta.
Do you want to go to Atlanta too?
Yes.
Maybe when you're bigger, you'll go there.
Yeah, maybe.
Awesome. Well, anything else about this picture you want to share?
No.
All right, we can go on to the next one, Devo. Thank you. All righty, what do you see here?
I see a little boy playing with paper airplanes on his bed. I see a window. I see toys and clothes on the floor. I see a very messy bed. I see a picture. I see the sky wallpaper. I see the little fish tank and the fish. I see the books. I see the dresser. I see the grass, the bushes. I see a little toy airplane. I see toy cars. I see a lot of pillows. I see blankets. And that's all I see.
Yeah. Awesome. So what do you think he's doing?
He's probably pretending to be like an explorer.
Oh. Do you ever explore like that?
Yeah.
What do you like to do?
I like to put my stuffed animals in random spots in my room and pretend like I'm finding a lot of rare creatures.
Oh, very cool. What type of creatures?
creatures that aren't even real.
Okay.
Creatures that aren't actually a thing. I just make it up.
Yeah.
As I go.
That's fun though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So do you think this person, what do they want to be when they grow up, you think?
He could also be pretending that he's a pilot. So maybe a pilot, an explorer.
Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I've had a lot of different ideas.
Yeah, and you know, you don't need to know yet, so
no.
That's totally fine. Yeah, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how messy would you rate that room?
Maybe about 7.5, 7.5. My room's gotten messier.
Really?
Our basement's gotten messier.
So if you rated your room and your basement, what would you rate them?
Over 10. Well, like, both of them combined together over 10. My room right now isn't that messy, so I would say about, like, maybe a 2. It's not very messy. Our basement right now, a little messier, so maybe, like, a 4. Kind of messy.
Okay, not too bad.
Nope.
Yeah. Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
No.
Alright, we can go on to the next one, Devo.
Look at the picture.
Okay. I need the picture. Thank you. I see a giant octopus. First of all, I see a magnifying glass. I see a couple posters on the wall. I see a little girl. I see a light bulb. I see a test tube. I see a desk. I see two rats. I see books. I see a post-it note. I see jars. I see multiple test tubes. I see drawers. I see a tank that the octopus does not fit in. I see a pencil. I see a magnifying glass. I see a kaleidoscope, I think that's what it's called. I can't remember.
Which one are you looking at?
That.
Oh, this right here?
Yeah.
Oh, back there. I think that's like...
I can't remember what it's called.
Me too. I think your guess of magnifying glass is probably right.
Yeah. But that's a magnifying glass.
Sure.
I can't remember what that's
Maybe
called.
Maybe like a microscope or something?
Yeah, microscope. That's what it's called. I see a bowl.
What is she holding?
A light bulb. I see a clipboard. I see safety glasses. I see a science jacket. And that's all I see.
Yeah, so what do you think they're doing?
Oh wait, I also see a trash can. I missed it. They're probably doing science experiments.
Have you done a science experiment?
Yes.
What was your favorite one?
Probably when 2 summers ago, when we made a fake volcano out of wood and then we made the eruption. That was a lot of fun.
That's so awesome. Who'd you do that with?
Our grandma and our grandpa.
Wow, that's so fun.
And I also did it with my sister and my brother. Well, one of my sisters and my brother.
How big was it?
Not very big, but also not very small.
Awesome.
Probably like out of 10, it would be like a 5.
Okay.
It was like right in the middle.
Yeah, that's so cool. I've never made a volcano, so.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, did you do anything else that's cool?
We I remember watching our brother make a birdhouse.
That's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did any birds come to it?
A couple birds did.
Okay. So here, you said you saw an octopus, right?
Yeah.
So do you think the octopus is like a scientist too, or what?
Maybe. Maybe it's her little scientist helper.
Yeah? If you could have a helper in your lab, what would you want?
A koala.
Oh,
I love koalas. They're so cute.
Aww. What other animals do you like?
I like cats. I like betta fish. They're really pretty.
Yeah. Do you have any pets?
We have one dog. His name is Rocco.
Aww, he's so cute.
He's a Welsh Corgi. Yeah.
How old is he?
He is 8.
Do you want any other pets?
Yes.
What would you want if you could have one more? Or many more?
Well, I might possibly get a hamster. Possibly. And if my sister gets a goldfish, then I'm going to get a betta fish.
That's so awesome. Well, I hope that works out for you.
Same.
Yeah. So, I think you went over everything in there. Would you ever want to work in a lab like that?
Maybe.
What would you like to do instead, then?
I would enjoy being a teacher. My dad was a teacher.
Oh yeah? What did he teach?
Did he teach math? Yeah, he taught math. And then my mom taught English for a little while, correct? And then she became a principal.
Oh, very cool.
And now she's someone who helps other people. I can't remember what it's called. I can't remember what it's called. Okay. I never do.
Maybe you'll help people too in your job when you're older.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
No.
All right, we can move on to the next one, Jibo.
Oh my god.
What do you see here?
I see a giant beetroot. I see a girl. I see a couple. I see a lot of snails. I see a fence. I see clouds. I see a hat. I see a lot of beetroots. I see a shovel. I see leaves. I see hair ties. I see grass. I see rock. I see the dirt. And I see a couple rocks. I see shells, the snail shells. That's all I see.
Awesome, yeah. So where is this person at?
She's at a farm.
Have you ever gone to a farm?
We've gone to a strawberry farm.
Yeah, did you get to pick them or what'd you do there?
Yeah, I got to pick them. I got to pick a couple of them and bring them home.
Oh, I bet they were delicious.
They were.
Yeah. Have you ever, made a strawberry cake or anything?
I don't think so. Not, or at least not that I can remember.
Okay. Awesome. So, you said you saw some, what are these?
Snails.
Do you like snails?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you want a pet snail?
No.
No? Why?
Snails are slimy.
Okay.
And I don't want slime all over my room whenever I go to pet my snail.
That's fair. Do you think this person works on the farm or do you think it's their farm?
Maybe I think it's probably like her farm and her parents' farm. Her family's farm.
So you said this is a beet, right?
Yes. It's ginormous.
So, this ginormous beet, what do you think she's going to do with it?
maybe use it to make beetroot stew.
Yeah.
That would be delicious. Well, I wouldn't know because I've never had beets.
Oh, you've never had a beet before?
No.
They're pretty yummy. I would recommend.
I might eventually.
Yeah. So do you think this would break like a world record or what?
Maybe.
You don't think so?
It probably could.
Okay. Do you think there's a bigger one out there?
Maybe. Okay. Probably. It's probably a huge one.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about this picture?
No.
Alrighty. Thank you, Jibo. We'll move on to our next one.
Great job.
Uh-huh. Alrighty. You can hit a buzzer.
You're both so cute.
Yeah. Do you like reading?
Not really.
No? Can you read?
Yes.
Could you try reading some of this, if not all? Or you can do all. Maybe you'll like the story.
Okay. Every other week, Mama goes to the beauty shop to get her hair done. I love to go with her. She always goes after school at 4 o'clock so I can go along. Miss Jen always... Miss Jen always does Mama's hair. Miss Jen has done Mama's hair since before I was born. Miss Jen is older than Mama, and the two other ladies who work in the shop are younger than Mama. I love to go to the shop with Mama because I like to listen to the stories Miss Jen tells. Miss Jen is so funny. I love to laugh with the ladies in the beauty shop. One day while Miss Jen was doing Mama's hair, she was telling a story about her dog. Two other ladies were also getting their hair done. Everyone was listening. Miss Jen said, "And the next thing you know, before I got dressed for the birthday party, that silly dog ate the whole chicken leg, bone and all. Then he ran out of the house and I had to chase him down the street. And girl, you know I was only in my robe." The whole shop laughed about Miss Jen running down the street in her robe. I laughed as I sat in the fancy chair that spun around. "Miss Jen, did you find your dog?" I asked. "Sure I did, sugar," she said. "And I will never leave chicken on the table again. I hope someday I'm a good storyteller like Miss Jen."
Wow, you're an awesome reader.
Thanks.
That was great. Do you want to read another one or do you want to move on?
No, I want to move on. Okay. I don't like reading.
You did great, though. So you can go ahead and hit a buzzer then.
Let's do the blue one.
Awesome. And for the next part, can you just tell me what they're doing in the picture?
Brushing their teeth. Washing their hands. Tying their shoes. Pouring themselves a bowl of cereal. Getting their clothes on. Making cupcakes. Painting. Getting strapped up. Feeding their stuffed animals, getting dressed up, or like being silly, playing soccer, playing with letter blocks, swinging, eating candy. What is that? Oh, waiting for time to go by. Well, waiting.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So I know you said you have some siblings. Do you like to share?
No.
No?
No. 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 Never. I never do. Well, like, I will sometimes share, but, like, I don't like to.
What do you share?
Sometimes I'll share my candy.
Aw, that's such a nice sister, though, right?
Yeah, because sometimes... will share her candy with me, and then I'll share some candy with her.
Yeah. Speaking of candy, do you ever dress up? for Halloween or anything?
Yes. Every single year.
What's your favorite thing that you've dressed up as?
A black cat that I have. That I had. I don't know where the rest of it went.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, you can go ahead and hit a buzzer, and then I'll show you a few pictures. Great. Alright, I'll just look at a few of the fun ones. Alright, what do you see here?
A little girl in outer space.
What do you think she's doing?
It looks like she's collecting fireflies. But fireflies aren't in space. So maybe she's collecting stars?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Would you ever go to space?
Possibly. I like space. I like learning about space.
Ah.
I see the moon. I see planets. I see a UFO. I see a ladybug. What? How is a ladybug here?
That's silly.
Stars. I see shooting stars. Can't remember what this thing's called. But how is it in outer space?
I don't know. Confused.
But yeah, I see that. I can't remember what it's called. I see the little tube that gives her oxygen to breathe. I see her glasses. I see the jar. I see the space suit. And I see the helmet. And that's all I see.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, let's look at a few more. Oh, you find? I like this one.
Oh, he's so cute. I see a mug, I see a frog with a crown.
So you like frogs, I thought you would like that one.
Yes, I love frogs, he's so cute.
Yeah. We'll look at two more. What do you see here?
I see a goat with a party hat. No, with a princess hat. I just saw that. I see a very fancy chair, I see a lot of money and candy. And jewelry and stuff. That's all I see.
What do you think this goat is doing?
Pretending to be rich or something. Pretending to be a princess, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Okay, one more that I like. What do you see here?
I see a pig. I see a bathtub. I see bubbles. I see a rubber duck. I see soap, I see water on the floor, I see a little boat, and I see a towel.
Awesome! You did such a great job!
That bath is overflowing.
It is. Do you think pigs actually take baths like this?
Nope. Unless you give it to them.
Yeah. If you saw this in real life, how would you react?
What the heck is going on? Pigs do not do this.
Yeah. Anything else about any of the pictures that we just saw?
No.
Alrighty, you're all good. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer. Yay. You did a great job.
Yay.